latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines, and we'll start with the news that all-known Newcastle United goalkeeper Freddie Woodman believes that he's gaining the vital experience needed to possibly be the club's number one while on loan at Kilmarnock. The 19-year-old joined Killiers on a season-and-a-half loan then in January, along with fellow academy graduates Carl Roberts and Sean Longstaff. After originally finding himself as second-choice keeper, Woodman has now enjoyed a run in the first team, and he admits that in the Scottish Premiership it is now giving him a huge boost going forward. He told the club's official website, "I've enjoyed it, I've played 5 games now and it's going pretty well and I'm learning. It's given me a massive experience. I came here looking to get games and experience under my belt and I've done that already. I need to continue to improve and learning. I'm enjoying every moment walking out in front of big crowds and hostile atmospheres and it's good for the future." One man that's had his say on that fluky goal then against Brighton is Newcastle midfielder Mohamed Diame, and he now admits that he insists that the ball was a little bit lucky to go in off the side of his foot. It eventually put the Magpies back level before they eventually grabbed the winner then. And speaking about the incident, Diame has waited a couple of days before finally admitting that he said, "I saw Kushinatsu taking the volley. I was looking to go and get the second ball, but he just shot. The ball came to me and I just had to touch it. But yeah, I got lucky." Elsewhere then, and the clash with Leeds United has been moved on Gun Friday, with the game now moved for live TV broadcast. The game at St James Park had been brought forward to Friday, April the 14th, and will now kick off at 7:45. The club's previously contested a live clash on telly against in November, and with the Magpies winning 2-0, thanks to Dwight Gale scoring a brace. That's all for now then, we'll have more news later.